Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track, we care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
HD Smartcast. You are listening to an HD Smartcast original.
Hi, I'm Ashutosh Garg, the author of the best-selling book, The Brand Called You. I welcome you to our podcast, Tactical Career Approach, the show where we bring you some incredible people from entrepreneurs, industry leaders, and beyond. Their career advice and guidance could be a stepping stone for your success. Not only is this podcast the brainchild of the brand called You, it is also an HD Smartcast original, and it is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform. Today, I have an individual who I think has helped thousands of kids going to college, Arjun Seth. Arjun, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Arjun is the founder of Ed Brand Consulting. And as I said, he's helped thousands of people go to colleges. How can students handle their stress when their grades are lower than expected?
Yeah, I think acceptance is very hard, especially when you fail. You find excuses, you find reasons which are extraneous. Blame parents, blame anyone. But at the end of the day, it's understanding what your skill level is for, say, a particular subject or a topic, and whether you have the will, even if you have the skill, to sort of take ownership and do something about it. The will part could also include, do I have a will to find a mentor?
Correct.
And I think plugging our services in helps, I think. It's just interesting that parents sign up for an opportunity for their kids to be mentored to apply to colleges and finally go abroad to study in a right fit school. But some of the intangibles of our service is the connect with the student. And these conversations might lead to the accepting consequences of their actions. But at the same time, you know, it's not fair to generalize and say that every student should be an A star. And who are we to sort of judge as well as sort of nudge them to become that person they cannot be or don't wish to? And I feel that again is an opportunity to mentor families as a piece. Again, I have no background in behavioral or marriage and family therapy, but very often in our years of work, we've seen that initially when parents used to say, "You've saved our marriage." I said, "What? What are you talking about?"
Yeah.
But it's now when I have a son, he's 16, and he's going to college, and I feel the same tension at home. I can say, okay, maybe they were not lying. They were actually genuinely sort of...
Yeah, the standard refrain probably is, you don't do enough for your son.
Right.
A lot of parents will be coming in tone
like, you know, right.
With you.
The other aspect of really figuring out what the student's lacking when they say we've not made an effort or not accepting their actions were sort of not in sync with what was required is to have those conversations about, you know, how can you become more confident? How can you become more curious? How can you creatively present your ideas? And how can you be calm in this whole journey of being a student in this very competitive type of setting, which most of our clients and the kids are in? And that really helps. If you can sort of talk about three pillars of a stool, and a friend of mine who's a psychologist, he wrote this wonderful book, and he talked about calm, confidence, and focus. And I use that as a, you know, in every meeting when I see a student who's really flustered or not happy with what happened with their grades or anything else, just addressing the problem and telling them that think about it as a stool with three pillars, and if one pillar is sort of short, you will fall. And then so grab yourself, be grounded, and let's talk about it then.
So moving on, I'm going to quote a phrase that I picked up from what you had written to me. I said, you know, you have designed, and I quote, transdisciplinary program centered on urbanism, social entrepreneurship, and ecological stewardship.
Right.
Help me understand.
Very big names and, you know, a lot of words thrown around. But I think the need for this came along when I think our students really didn't know much. So the map of their city was so limited. Students, say, in a Delhi or a Gurgaon wouldn't have a life beyond school, maybe athletic club, environment, and maybe the few friends they would know or a few marketplaces and movie theaters that they would visit. And it was shocking because they would eventually be future representatives of India if they are aspiring to go abroad. And to understand local issues, find the interconnection between city dwellers was something that I enjoyed doing. I loved traveling, going for walks and other parts of the city. And when I moved to Delhi, almost again 2 decades back, I realized that the best way to do it was to venture out and meet people. And if students don't do it, it's something that they would miss out on in representing themselves. So urbanism is an idea, is about placemaking. How do you take a, say, a block which is unused, which, say, a DLF or whatever, has just left it abandoned for future sort of prospects, and get life back into it? I'm not giving an example of a Shaheen Bagh, but that again is placemaking.
Yeah.
So our students were introduced to these ideas through the conversations that I would have, and then we would go for walks to such locations. Could be a scavenger hunt in Chandni Chowk, and have questions and work as a team to do something. And then after 2 hours of walking and sampling parathas or whatever, we would then sit back and reflect. And it was interesting to see how students would never say poets, would actually present their ideas in a poem. How creativity was sort of enhanced, or even their discussions, which were kind of modeled around large, big questions about life, love, justice, and all that. The conversations we would have after those sessions was leading, and hence led them to think of ways they could contribute to ideas of ecological stewardship, which essentially means we think that we can take care of the ecology, but it's not true. It's the other way around. And just understanding that the fact that the world will go on, humans might not. And so these ideas, conversations, and even books are suggested, documentaries was what the idea was to interesting on.
So, you know, my question and my next question to you is, you know, on the admission process in India, most of the institutes in the US, colleges follow CAT or GMAT or something.
Right.
What prevents us from having something standard in India?
Well, there are changes already. There are several exams. Even College Board, which is the organization which does the SAT, has tied up with several universities, including Ashoka and others, which accept SAT scores. But yes, it's not like a standard test, which is an agency which is doing it.
But do you think there is a possibility or a potential for doing something like this?
So there's this whole anti-standardized test wave, which is picking up momentum for over many years.
All over the world?
All over the world, particularly in the US, because that's where it's still prevalent. Which, what that really means is, many colleges are going SAT optional. What that affects a student is that if you have good grades, and if you don't test well, you can still do it. So yes, Indian institutions might adopt this, but again, at the same time, rigor, academic grades cannot be replaced. If you have students have that, and transcripts are from institutions or high schools which are doing a good job, colleges accept that over test scores.
Because I've often seen how stressful it is to get admission to Delhi colleges. And students who studied in Delhi say that people come from other states and their marks are much higher, and that's the only standard for admission. So, you know, I often wonder, my kids are much older, I'm not going back to college. But I often wonder, when I see the stress these little young kids go through, whether there is a possibility to have something standard, which goes beyond your class 12 marks.
It's definitely. I think reasoning tests have merit and worth developing. But in India, of course, higher education in general is in a flux and it's evolving. There are only very few institutions which are taking the lead or trying something new. Till such time, we have a larger sort of acceptance of a holistic review process for college admissions. I don't see it as a blanket rule applying to all the institutions that we have, like Delhi University or Mumbai.
It's very interesting. So I'm time for my last question.
Yeah, sure.
My last question is, since I've got an institution sitting with me, I'm going to take some free advice from you. You know, there are thousands of people who listen to us and view us.
Yeah.
What would your advice be to a young student in class 11 preparing for college admission on what next?
Right. I think look at it as a journey and not as a, you know, kind of a straight line to success. And it doesn't matter which college you go to, it's what you do at a college that's really important. So we are sort of consciously not an agency that promotes Ivy League or nothing. Okay. Right Fit is something we believe in, but also we want to make sure that the students enjoy the process, not just to have fun and do chit-chat with us, but genuinely connect with our team of mentors. Each conversation has a meaning, so it's not just fun. And there is an actionable feedback the students have to work on. Mm-hmm. And if they look at this as an opportunity to take ownership and use mentors, or rather work with mentors, so their ability to learn new things gets enhanced. And they can also then build on what we call 21st century skills of collaboration, compassion and empathy, creatively presenting your ideas. Mm-hmm. So our focus has moved away from just the college admissions piece to supplementing education that the students get at school or at home and seeing what could be personalized for them. And if they appreciate that, they are the kind of students. So if a student walks in and first meeting and we haven't signed up yet, I'm not trying to figure out whether the student is going to help us get more students because that kid is going to get into an Ivy League. But it's more to do with, is that spark there? Is that connection of mentor-mentee relationship possible? And if that's there, then you can really then hone in into or zone in into the idea of being helpful and be of service to the student and family.
Okay, wonderful. So Arjun, thank you very much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
I think you're doing an amazing amount of great work for so many kids who are going all over the world.
You're kind.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, The Brand Called You, and never miss any update. For feedback, reach us on @HTSmartcast. We are present on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts by The Brand Called You, log on to www.htsmartcast.com, also known as Naye Nazariye Se.
This was an HT Smartcast original.
HT Smartcast.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.